Okay, so today's topic is, if your sexual style and his sexual style do not match, when is it time to tell him?
I think that's a good question. Because as much as we might want to say that we should communicate with each other, I still think
this is a bit touchy.
It is a bit touchy. Well, so let's look at first at how you might be communicating. So in the beginning, I think you might communicate with changes in breath, like, moaning. You know, moaning and, like, body movement.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right? So you might try to communicate.
Well, you're not going to go with the, come on, left, left, right, right. So you're not going to go out with that straight away.
Well, how about,
like,
yeah,
flags?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're missing, like, honey. You're missing.
The clit is here. It's not going to be the first thing out of your mouth. About,
oh, yeah, that, or just there. Exactly. Just there. That,
that's good.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that, just that. You're, yeah, yeah, like this.
Are you guys any good at actually using words during sex?
No, I'm a bit.
It's hard to find words. I don't know. It's almost like the word part of your body goes to sleep and everything else is away.
It would be if the same word. If you actually got a word out, it would be the same word. I don't think, I would actually get a sentence out, but if it's pretty bad, I could get one.
So, but if there was something that really was not good for you, how would you let them know? And when?
I don't want to do that.
That's what you say, that? I don't want to do that? Like, he's...
Yeah.
But you're not doing that. They're doing that.
But that's what, you know, if...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know.
Or you wouldn't just move your body around into a different position and do something else as a hint.
I would, probably.
I'm more subtle, I think, initially, where you just sort of move so that it's...
Yeah. Well, I guess it depends. If it's someone who you're planning to continue seeing, you might go down that path. But if it's a one-night stand or a fling, you're going to go, I don't want to do that, dude. I'm not into that. Or,
oh, no, see, I'm the opposite. I think if it's just a one night, then you would just sort of manipulate it so that you're not doing that, but you don't need to really have much of a dialogue about it because it doesn't matter. I mean, you don't really always know if it's definitely a once, but maybe you do. I don't know.
That's true, yeah.
But do you think the best time is when you're not having, but when you're not doing it, like at a different time?
I think so, because otherwise.
So you have the sex talk.
Yeah, because it's too sensitive otherwise. And you don't want to dent his ego completely.
No, yeah, that's true, they can be soft, but generally,
but, you know, if for example, he was a bit too hard. Or a bit too soft, especially if it's too hard, you go, oh, could you just...
Once it becomes painful or, like, truly, there's a difference between it not being totally pleasurable.
Yeah.
And then, but if it's not right, no, you let them know straight away. It's like you don't tolerate anything.
But isn't it funny how we'll do that and yet we're too frightened to maybe...
Well, because one is you're not hurting your body.
And one is it's not pleasurable enough.
It's not quite 100%, but, you know, might save it till next time to share that. Like,
or like, here, let me show you.
You can't get your own head down there, honey.
Well, if she does her yoga, she might.
just look over here this way. Just there. I don't know.
Or you can say, look, I've got this sensational DVD on oral sex. Why don't we watch it together?
Yeah. Or I've got a few tricks. Would you like me to teach you?
Okay, that's nice.
Something like that.
Yeah, I mean, often I'll say to people, like, you can say, well, I just prefer it a little left.
It'd be so nice if you did this. Or when you're doing something to him, you could say, is this how you like it? I'm quite happy for you to tell me what you prefer, so we can experiment with each other.
No, he must just tolerate whatever stuff. No, just kidding.
No, I think that's what he's giving. Isn't that us?
But if you open up the channels with him that way, maybe then he's quite happy to... Oh, a dildo just fell off the wall.
Let's wrap this one up, Rose. I like it. So from everybody else, if you have great communication sex stories, let us know about them. If you've had any traumatic ones, also share those. Anything embarrassing, even better.
Bring it on.
Thanks so much. Bye.